Okay, what's it, Mister? You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the house. Okay, tane ma tu chagate ge sta no homa e ni usne higio. E ha ma skatra e ha bu ne stuki gore katenden. Ma sa ne higa? Te pas ke higa nas chogosh? E ma sa ne higa nas chogosh. E gwana bugo. Ka wea pa sta. E ha ma tu chagate e sta no homa. We sta ta we e sta no homa. Mo ni ga sna ke e mi stuki shi ma sa ne higio. And I'm a English alphabet guy to get the Roman orthography. Moin in a how many times you see take penis, penis, nete. Moin in a how take a snow. If you stand up here in Yuma, Master Higan. And I'll check out the old Mr. and the big take. Oh, my rose in the Ostine. And my how the basket Higan asked to wish. And how was the stand? Was cut? Near was sharp. Kosa stana hi kamasko tana ni hi ama os o masa si spak pinis kasi nischak ne o shaban hi kosa stana katta paske hi maga kagi me sa tayo tiyo itenda mane no kagi abisa si stana ne o shaban hi ga hong kosa stana e hama katsa mata miya gata gi uho e tipaske na hi ga nasa chukos kapa stana masa hi ga nasa chukos Kotos mine he goes to stand. Met the image she take, who's cut. They want to come as then, finish Nisho, Nesto, Neo, Nyan, Kotos. And the maga, Kishi Stein in the Maya. Neo sharp mean a Kotos, Kaisinagan and Emma. In your home, Masanahigan. Moistema, Neo sharp mean a magotos. Neo shark a mascot take, Kotos and Gatamatig. And I was a little bit of a naga. As a you do this, you're a stein. Oma, and you must nail. A hamago. Much is permic. Omaga must in the hen. E. Ostaton of a cup at the hen and animal oskach, eh? Tavate a big nisho nest to nail Yanagotos. And I'm a nisho got some a dig. You got under my son must have an E. Yanamanisto. I. And I'm a nail. O. And I'm a how. Nyanan. A. Come on, then. And I'm a more cheese. Morning, you want to go rest of the under how. Met the image she take over more cheese for me. And I'm morning, I'm not going to one and send the home. She take it. Morning, you on. E. I. O. A. Boy, I should not go over there. And the bagger how. Come ask it, take it. Anama nisho? Espeme kanama amaat nisho? Ei kapaget renda. Mima ha, taime kanta? Asma asuza nisto no gamas ketke. W anda gamasen. Mesio mo hua ha, misti gusi masan hegan. Muat anda mitte hi mitsi teke ke kemasan hen oho. Oma nisto sha mana gatte betto no? Nisto sha. Oma asana wan. Ei W P T R M C K Y S N L S H. Ashamano Ashama Ashamaga. Had to get the stand in New San Diego. And the Maga Marchish Mix. Egasi Timaganda. Metehi or Tehi or just had to get the stand. Finish a hole. Muhammad Siteke, Pinch Chaka Pehigolo. You got under 6 to Barak. Oh, my Asian Owen. A, E, O, A, H. I'm a Chaka Pegger, a H. Nishiboga got some of the boys now. I got a big emotion now. We, wo, wa, wo, my gamas and the W and the Mitte, he take your scratch pinch round. Muhammad Si. P and the P, P, Po, Pa, T. Come on, Sahin. Mima T and the T, T, To, T, T. Come on, Sahin. Armanda. Re, re, ro, ra, r. Imanda M. Me, mi, mo, ma, m. Sa e mas na higa tig e ni yung mas na higa na? Ta siya o ma mas chiri tao. E, I, o, a. Mo ni na u, I, I, o, a. Chiki shkwe tago. E mas na higa tig mo es chibu se sik chiri tago. Mo ni chibi mas kogpone k chiri tao. Ok, kishkova anima. Che, chi, cho, cha, cha. Mostra ande siga isha, ok? Ke, imandama, kishkova. Ke, ki, ko, ka, ka. Imanda, kishkova. Eska isha, ok? Se, si, so, sa. Edendaman. M, C, K, Y. Ok, Y isha, ne? Ye, yi, yo, ya. Ima, esa naga isha, ok? Se, si, so, sa. Mimanda N. Ne ni no na n. Mimanda L. Le li lo la e. Now I'm asked it. She she so sa sh. Ano ma tutto bene? Ego ta zuzgat ego stana hana. In yus nehigo. Okay, now going to the English side. The translation for those of you that are listening. How to make a syllabic chart. This is what you're going to need to do. You're going to need three things. A book or a piece of paper. A ruler, and a pen or a pencil. It's okay to make mistakes. We all make mistakes, okay? Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to make 14 horizontal lines from top to bottom. 14. Then you're going to make 6 columns from left to right. So by the time you finish, your chart should look like 14 by 16. And on the very top, on the very, very top, on the second vertical line, you put your E way on the top. And next to it is an I, then an O and an A. And you go from left to right. So the vertical lines, there should be nothing on the top. There should be E, I, O, A, and then nothing on the top again. On the very, 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 very top 14. Okay? And from there, on the very left-hand side, as you're going down, vertically down, on the very far left-hand side, you are to write it right like this. A, W, P, T, R, M, C, K, Y, S, N, L, S, H. So you start writing your A on the 13th horizontal line. So when you look at it, it should start to look like a syllabic chart. And you are to write from left to right, all the way down to the finals. So on the top right, on the top hand, on the very top are your vowel system. E, I, O, and A. And on the left hand is your phonetic sounds. Put them together, it makes a sound. And the finals are just a very short, very fast hyphen. And this is what it sounds like. And then we take it from the very top. From A, W, P, T, R, M, C, K, Y, S, N, L, and S, H. It goes like this. Now pay attention. A, E, O, A. We, we, wo, wa. Pe, pi, po, pa, pa. Te, ti, to, ta, ta. Re, re, ro, ra, r. Me, mi, mo, ma, m. Che, chi, cho, cha, ch. Ke, ki, ko, ka, ka. Ye, yi, yo, ya, yi. Se, si, so, sa. Ne, ni, no, na. Le, li, lo, la. She, si, so, sa. Now, when you finished making your syllabic chart, you'll notice they're grouped in such a way that it has been modified. This is the central Cree system. And it has been modified, as you can see. When you look at the syllabics, there are four basic groups to syllabics. From A, W, P, T, R, those are your four directional syllabics. Now, when you look at M, C, K, Y, S, those are what you call your vertical syllabics. And the N and the L, those are what you call your horizontal syllabics. And the last group, the S, H, those are what you call your diagonal syllabics. They were grouped that way because when I used to teach, when I first started testing my students about syllabics, subconsciously they put them in this order without realizing it. So thanks to the human mind, see, a mind learns faster subconsciously. So I figured, okay, I shall modify it. So I modified it. So this way it's now modified. So I call it a modified central Cree syllabic system. Now we're just going to move right along. Then we're going to touch on the topic a bit, basic words that you can use with syllabics. Now, Let's say you want to, find the word watie. Now that your syllabic chart is done, you'll notice you're going to go from the left-hand side to the vowel side, which is the very top. It's a cross-reference system. From left to top until they meet together, that's how you find it. Let's say the word watie, for instance. Look under the W section, go way, we, wo, wa, wa. You found wa, which is way on the ah side, eh? Way, we, wo, wa. Now you got to find the chi. Look where the C is at. Che, chi, cho, cha. Chi. Oh, you found it. Che, chi, chi, right there. Pencil that in. Ye, ye, yi, yo, ya. Ye, which is the very first one on the Y. Watie. Of course, we're not going to get into much detail about Cree words today. This is just the basics of syllabics. This is, you can say, your bread and butter of Cree, especially when it comes to syllabic writing and syllabic practicing. Without the Cree syllabics, you're not going to get very far, so it's best that you practice these. And for those of you that are just practicing Cree syllabics at home, this is what I suggest you should do. You take find a piece of book, lined paper, or even blank. You get a ruler, and right down the middle of your page, put a vertical line. And on the very on those tops, put A and W right beside each other. Right, but make sure there's a line separating the two, A and W. And what you're going to do, and I call repetitive writing. You're going to put A, E, O, A, and you go on the second line, A, E, O, A, all the way down your page. You keep practicing that, you will get good on the A's. A and W. To fully teach the syllabics, it takes about 8 classes just to get the basics down packed. But it takes about at least, when I thought, 4 to 5 months minimum just to get it down packed. Okay, as me I'm going to need one. Tinyu masanihigan. Eha maga dutin. Igis kuna hama tiswin. Inyus nihigana. Asha maga tobetin ma. Kana tobetin siya na. Wachi gai tano, okay? Mitihi mitisi tihi. Iwa moachis pimih tihi. Moachis chinaga shkatu mihan anu maga dutin. Iwa rujaga tiga brisla na huma. Inyus nihigan. Aki siya kana tobetin anu ma. Ituwemun. Wachi gai tano. Na tobete we wo wa wa acho que mas que wa mas que mas nende e na tobete chi che chi cho cha chi acho que mas que mas ne brehema ye yi yo ya ye na mosca chana wa esta ok que mas ne brena acho mas que wa chi mosha ja mista hinga na mote en yo to na mosche no sé a buña na mote na bichi sham mana mo vos ese que na mana en yo mas ne higo sinis to na mego Wen da bugun usta. Hama ta pa e masna hama ne e i o a ete nda ha ke ke mete nja ne ke goche masna hama. Koni masna ha ho mona mona ete nda mona abistain. O mona katene situene. O mate sunya ani ashma ge sunhama ge e ge sunhama ge sunna ba e. Ya ma ge sunhama ge unya. Shiga ga skus na ga sibana e me ge sku. Ta busna su ge skina ba tru. Now, for those of you that are listening on the English side, what you're going to do now is just take the fine time just to practice your syllables. It should take about 8 days. On the first day, practice the A and W. Just write it down phonetically. Then the P's and the T's and the R's and the M's and so forth, all the way down to SH. Two per day. And when you write it, practice in your head, like A, E, O, as you're writing from left to right. That way, it'll sink in faster. These were the instructions that were given to me by Annie Ashmak when she was teaching me Korean. And she learned from Sister Catherine when she was young, and plus when she was, going to Lakehead University, same place I went to. I'm just going to end this little lesson. So I'm going to sing you the syllabic song. I'm going to sing it solo, and I'm going to sing the long version. Of course, the long version in between, it's a drum group style. The first one's the solo style. The second one is the group style. So anyways, here goes. Okay, I'm going to do the solo version first. The group version. Now this one is just going to be like a pause of four beats, and this is a 1-2-3-4 rhythm to correlate with a slab song, like hey he ho huh, 1-2-3-4 1-2-3-4 1-2-3. It's a very easy song to remember, and this is the first like what I teach the little ones from kindergarten all right up to grade 12. It's a very easy song to learn. Anybody can sing this. So anyways, here's the group version. Here goes. Now, when you do that with little children, it's best that they take turns to take the lead. And, of course, usually this song is not really introduced until right about the second or third week of introduction to Korean syllabics, once they have mastered the part of that song down pat. How am I going? How am I going to sing it in you? I am going to sing it in you. I am going to sing it in you. I am going to sing it in you. Ano ba ba't stack? Kaya ba't stack? Weh, tanong naman. Bata mo, bata siya gos nisho o nisto. Toste da niya. Niga teke bata mag at ba't stack eh. Weh, tama egis ka hama at suy naman eh. Ano ba ba ba't stack naman eh. Inyo mas nihigi yun. Kaya, kaya egis ka hama at suy ni. Kaya do tema nesta e pegui na naman siya ba't stack. Eh, siya gos. Kaya ba't siya gos nesta wa siya gos. Kibay kiti siya sinaga mo igal ba eh. Ma mishko siya ba ba. Kis ka hama at suy naman do tama eh. Ano mo siya sagi na nagaman? Pego nagamubuan na siya kati. Inyo nagamon. Ano mami ikot tagi na ba? Nagamubuan na siya kati na. Pego tisi na inyo nagamon. Kanigani ka nagamon. Misi ama sa nosa na hek. Mima eyo ka kinagamon. Mima ka pego tisi. Mima wewi wa. Pego tisi may gishwa eh. Ama taga na. Pego nisho na stuneo. Pego nisho na stuneo. Pego nisho na stuneo ma. Taga na. Isto eto na abasta na kanan nagamon. And I'd just like to conclude. It was nice teaching you guys Cree. And we're going to go to the next lesson. We're going to go just a little bit further into syllabic thing and just introductory to words. Yeah. We're not going to actually get into conversational Cree yet, because we're just going to strictly emphasize on the syllabic component of it. Then we're going to move up, okay? So I'd just like to thank you for listening in, and enjoy the match soon. Kita minggu esok nak ada tamu kau mah? Enyu, sekarang hamai kau? Ya hamai apa kau? Kau esok kau? Naga tahu tak kau kipu match soon? Kau sana apa kau? Kita minggu esok. Macam ni.